You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
In Hag, the custom that we have, we eat dairy product on Shavuot morning. As we learn a few reasons why we do this, so there is an interesting insight that actually the message of eating dairy product is you have to become like a dairy. You heard me?
It means we got to take each other out.
Become like a dairy.
Right. What way do you like?
White.
No, but there are some dairy like chocolate yogurt, or it's not white. You're right, but you know there are other options. They have strawberry, like.
I said he wanted the milk white. Now what we make is non-important.
Yeah. So there's an interesting insight. Like, let's say somebody that likes baked potato. What do you put on the baked potato?
Tahina.
Sour cream.
No, usually, normally, what do they put on baked potato?
Butter.
They put butter. So, and then, what happens when you put the butter on the baked potato?
Melts.
That's what the message here is. That means that you have to resemble yourself to the melting butter. That's what you should be. So that means at the time that people maybe they rage, they get angry, don't anger back. You have to become like a butter, soft and melted.
Isn't that so that people can teach you
comfortably? As you notice in Az Yashir, we say, what do we say in Az Yashir? Az Yashir. No, when they went through the sea. What do we say? You notice?
So many things in there.
So many things in there. We say Az Yashir, Chemo Ned Nozelim. Remember what part it is? Chemo Ned Nozelim. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Nezila, from Nezila. You know, remember this part? What happened to the water when they went through the ocean?
They became ice.
Ice?
Yeah.
They became a wall.
Wall, right.
But you say in the Pasuk, Chemo Ned, that means wall, and Nozelim, and dripping. There's a contradiction. Which one is it? Is it a wall or is it dripping?
Ice
drips? Yeah. Okay. It drips, it's not a wall.
I
know, the
solid wall
is
still, gets wet and it drips.
Ice always
dripping wall.
But the wall that Hashem made was a very, very, very stable wall. You paid attention to this pasuk? Let me highlight it. So you ready?
Yes.
Ready? So here we learn from very, very beautiful message, and that is, how could it be to be like a strong wall and to be dripping like a drop? And the message here is, Yehudi should know in life he has two important tasks. As far as his emunah and bitachon, it has to be like a strong wall. But toward other people, he has to be dripping, like the butter. So that means he should not be akshan and stubborn. Whatever people say, and I say, okay, you're right. Yeah, you know, whatever they tell you, they say, okay, you're right. Chazak Baruch. Yeah. So that's what exactly we practice in Shavuot. You have to be like a melted
butter.
Don't be like a, you know, hard cheddar cheese. You know, tough. Melting butter, soft, you know, yes, you're right. No problem. Whatever you say.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Add these words to our dictionary.
Shalom and Israel. Shalom and Israel. You know, just imagine. No, just imagine if the butter would be stubborn and would not be willing to melt. Ay, 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 what a terrible baked potato would be. But here I see butter has such a rachamim. I say, yeah, you want to melt me? No problem. It gives such a... Such a joy. But if you be hard-headed, yeah, it's okay. That's why you are here. You're here to give pleasure, you know, to another human being, another Yehudi. How did they tell you this? Give me this message. This is that. This is that. I say, okay, yeah, you're right. Chazak baruch. You know, and that's it. Make him happy. You heard the story about Rabbeinu Ari HaKadosh?
Yeah?
You heard about it? But you have time?
Yes, a lot of time.
You have time?
Yes, you have all the time. 4 minutes.
I make a short version. Rabbeinu Ari HaKadosh, one time he was after Tefillah, you know, after Shiur, he was going home with his Talmidim. So happened to be, you know, not one of the, you know, somebody that he was a little bit boosted up. So he walked in front of Rabbeinu Ari HaKadosh. It's asur, you cannot walk in front of your Rav. It's not respect. You walk, no, in front of him. You're not permitted to walk in front of the Rav. You have to be. No, he was not a guard. He was a student. So they continued, and this Sadiq was walking in front of Rabbeinu Ari HaKadosh, and very, you know, boosted up, you know, bragging and so. So they continued and continued and continued. Till this Sadiq got home. So the Talmidim asked Rabbeinu Ari HaKadosh, Kavod HaRav, let me pass your house. You went 3-4 blocks after your house. So, you know, I noticed he's having such a good time. So I let him
enjoy it.
Yeah. Kala HaKadosh, you know, be, you know, kosher, melting butter, make people feel good. I like the right, the wrong, the this, you know. You're good. You are excellent. You're perfect. You know, give him a boost.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.